Medical Center, Irene Computer Medicine.
Blood pressure is dropping 100 over 60.
Medical Center, Dr. Lockyer, report to cardiopulmonary.
Increase the hydrocortisone.
Red blind X. Red light.
It's a massive pulmonary embolus.
Ringing cardio care unit.
Carbon tetrachloride poison.
Start cardiac massage.
Aortic stenosis with probable insufficiency.
Dr. Horowitz, stat.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Thursday, the 7th of September. The prep tip today, gentlemen, if you want to be a hero for the ladies in your group, stock up on feminine hygiene products, buy them by the case. If you don't have a clue what to get, which you probably don't, talk to the women. They will help you out. Buy twice as much as you think you might need. We have with us Dr. Lynn Horowitz. I like to refer to him as a man with his brain on fire. The best website to get started with is his most recent one, waronwethepeople.net, and go from there. Doctor, there's lots going on. It's 3 weeks ago, there were rumors about the COVID plandemic starting all over again. We're past that. It's now reality. The White House has announced that the president, the fake president, is wearing a mask when he goes about his activities. We're seeing schools implement mask wearing and vaccine mandates all over again. I expect the TSA will mandate mask wearing also on aircraft again. And, of course, the goal is to have mail-in ballots. You can't have the mail-in ballots unless you got a pandemic, can you, sir?
Yeah, and it's all a social manipulation. And, again, what's never being discussed on any level is the transhumanistic manipulation of civilization into this artificial intelligence robotics cult, you know, this whole cyborg colony, this global village that's turning into a cyborg colony. I don't know about you, John. I think I know enough about you, love you dearly, and to know you're like me. We can't stand all of this increased passwords and securitization of our operations and business and finance, and every aspect of our lives are being taken over by artificial intelligence. And now the vaccines inject the nano, neuro, bioelectronic devices that include the graphene oxide, that is a superconductor of energy to actually enable the wireless communications between our brain and the cloud. And then data mine every aspect of what's going on inside our bodies in real time, every aspect of the DNA and the chemistry and the signaling. And again, it goes back to language. What's happening is, and it's heavily suppressed, I'm talking science now. I'm talking about hard, cold scientific publications that have been accumulating for the past 20 years where big pharma industrialists are putting their money in frequency therapeutics, frequency diagnostics. Like now, when you wear one of those eye watches and it registers your heartbeat and registers your glucose levels, how do you think that's happening? It's happening by this understanding that musical mathematics is the basic communication mechanism. And for DNA really is, I've called it an antenna to God, but to the industrialist, it's data storage capability. And they're mining our data, mining our DNA, and then basically then enabling them to commercialize not only our genetics and patent our genetic codes, et cetera, but they're actually advancing this whole transhumanization of civilization to control absolute optimally, to give Satan the victory over God. to have Satan laugh at God and say, ha ha, you thought your people were so trustworthy. You know, here goes back to where we're all programmed. We're all actually gone insane. We're putting up normalizing insanity, normalizing indecency, normalizing the anti-religion woke cult. That's insane, man. But that's what we're normalizing. We're seeing it over and over and over again. And of course, the elections are so fixed, so rigged. Everything in Babylon is completely rigged for our demise, ultimately. And again, we've talked many times about the criminal psychopaths, the satanically possessed evildoers that are actually criminal psychopaths operating in a racketeering enterprise that's called the deep state. And so this is where I think we have to come out of her, my people, lest you be infected by her insanity, hypocrisy, plagues, and this whole injection, vaccination, intoxication, injection of the most important control mechanism. It is this Robert Langer, Charles Lieber, MIT, Harvard developed graphene, nanobioelectronics that they're inducing us to take. You know, oh, go get your booster shots. Well, if the damn things worked at all, you wouldn't need boosters. You know, it's ridiculous. Everything is a fraud, but yet we're accepting the fraud. There's nothing but fraud. Everything that they say, the only truth is you have faith in the Creator. That's it. That's the real truth. Do you have faith in the Creator? And if you have faith in the Creator, then why are you popping magic pills to cure every ill? Why are you injecting yourself with all this garbage to do what? To stay off of getting sick? Well, gee whiz, I come from the old school where if you got a cold or flu, it's probably because you ate too much dairy products and you're detoxing. So you drink a lot of good water, ideally pH 8 or 9 adjusted drinking water, and you're purging the mucus that contains the toxins that God doesn't want in your body because you're supposed to be and acting as a Holy Spirit power of love in this temple that God's blessed us with. So I think that's a whole paradigm. I mean, this is shattering paradigms that we're talking about. And yet, you know, gee whiz, RBN's fantastic. Your show is great, but how many people, how many ears that actually can hear are we addressing here? You know, it's minimal. We have such a minority. This is a remnant. So what are we talking about? A lot of people are going to die. A lot of people are going down. But there will be we the people who have ears to hear and eyes to see these kinds of truths. We shall survive because we're playing out the book of Revelation here.
Doctor, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier. That is that English language is Hebrew backwards. Is there a book or books that you're aware of that document how this happened, when it happened, who did it, what their goal was to do this? Do you know? Is there a book that explains that, sir?
Yeah, that's actually my bestseller on Kindle. And actually, they suspended. Now, get this. I have a couple bestsellers on Kindle right now. And one of them is the book you're talking about, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, has this intelligence in there. And the Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, for uncertain reasons, were suspended. And now I'm hoping that my editor is going to revise things to get it back up. I think I had three books that were suspended this past week on Kindle. That was one of them. I'm hoping that she'll be able to modify whatever changes that they're demanding that we make. But yes, that's the book. And it starts off, the first six chapters are Dr. Joseph Pelayo's story, where Jesus came to him, and basically he was instructed angelically to realize the importance of mathematics, and that there was an alphanumeric code, the alphanumerics. For example, A equals 1, B equals 2, C equals 3. If you do that with God's numbers, which is only 9 numbers in God's creative matrix, that's 1 through 9. Tens are man-made decimal. The zero, there's no zeros in God's musical mathematical language. And so it's 1 through 9, 1 through 9, 1 through 8 is the English alphabet. Then when you study where did we get this English language? You go back to the early 1500s. So this is covered in the book Healing Codes. And the codes are the original musical scale that was given to Dr. Paleo, according to Joey's story. I actually sat with him for hours, tape recorded his story. And the first six chapters include where Jesus came to him in a vision in 1997 as a result of him praying to Jesus. Because as a good spirit-filled Catholic, Joey was not able to get the original musical scale from which the most uplifting hymn of all the ages, the most spiritually uplifting hymn, was censored by the Roman Catholic Church. And about 157 Gregorian chants were likewise, because they didn't want people to ascend spiritually, to raise that level of consciousness, because they control by ignorance. So they keep people suppressed and they keep souls suppressed. And that's what the musical mathematics of the language now has done. You see, they took the Hebrew language, which along with the three sacred languages, Sanskrit, ancient Aramaic, and Hebrew, where when you spoke the words, today we have the science called cymatics. When the words are spoken, let's say, or music is played to a vibrating plate with sand on it, the sand moves into the structure of the letters that you're actually speaking or singing. And so that's where this concept of what's called cymatics, it's the science that studies the effects of sound on matter. And so this is where, again, the basis of what I say, that it is the Holy Spirit, power of love, that does all the healing all the time. Spirit is energy. Energy is frequency. It's vibrational technology for creativity. And that is what we are. We're created. Every nano instant, we're being recreated by God's love. And that sound signaling is coming in virtually directly from God's heart, which is resonating in 528 frequency, because you have to understand the concept of as above, so below. Why is 528 the heart of God? And why is it love? Why is it pure tone love? Because as above, so below. If it's true for the heart of sunshine, which is 528 nanometers of light, greenish-yellow color of grass, we're living off of oxygen that's vibrating in 528, because that's the color that's reflected into our eyes. That's the windows of our souls are receiving that glorious blessing for restoration from the just looking at the botanical world. It's celebrating the heart of sunshine. That's that greenish yellow color at the heart of the rainbow. And all the other species get it. Like bees, when they're in their hives making honey, you can go on YouTube and you can watch and listen to the bees, and you take your tuning fork, 528 tuning fork, and you match it and see if there's coherence. And gee whiz, it's directly right on 528 that the bees are buzzing.
Really?
Yeah, it's fantastic. Amazing. So this knowledge is just like revelatory, and it speaks to God's magnificence and how it's manifested in each of us. And so language is critical because it's the creative technology.
Amazing. Well, Doctor, I find the whole thing fascinating. I'm no Bible scholar, but didn't Jesus' father travel to Great Britain?
Yes, that's what I understand, too.
Yeah,
yes.
That's my understanding also. So there was commerce taking place between the Middle East and England 2,000 years ago. About the same time the Romans went there, more or less. Fascinating area, and I'm gonna get your book and I'm gonna read it. We got a caller here coming up in a moment, but I think that people need to be reading your books, don't you, Doctor?
Well, that'd be great. I mean, again, I do it because I know that there's a blessing in it, you know, you know, I'm getting old, John. You know that. And I'm not going to be around much longer. God knows how long I have left. But, you know, that's one of the blessings of getting married now and finding my love and really exercising it and expanding it for not just a temporal, you know, a temporal joy or satisfaction. It's for eternal. That's what I'm after. I want eternal love.
Absolutely.
And you know, this whole concept of where we're at with civilization, all the work that I do, I'm praying, and I know it's happening, that more and more people are awakening to these greatest truths that shall set humanity free. Why? Because it's prophetic. We're living out the book of Revelation. In fact, Revelation 14:1 is where we win. In the darkest times, in the apocalyptic era, which is now, right. Revelation 14:1 is where the answer is. It's in, let's say, Horowitz and John Moore outputting that intelligence that they're blessing people with, and 144,000 people with ears to hear it, to get the message, they get enlightened, and they turn it on, and they turn on many millions more. Now you've got the remnant. That's
absolutely.
Revelation 14:1, where we
absolutely.
Sing.
And this awakening.
Sing a new song, John.
This
and
awakening.
That's what this is all about. Singing
this awakening,
a
right.
new song.
This awakening scares the hell out of the powers that be. Our caller on hold is Lady J in Missouri. Good morning, Lady J.
Yeah, good morning. I have two questions. The first question is, why did you select September the 8th as your wedding date? And is the modern Hebrew spoken in today's world the same as the Hebrew spoken in the ancient days?
Beautiful questions. First answer is real simple. I didn't select it. Maria did. That's her birthday.
Easy.
So we're getting married on Maria's birthday.
All right.
That's tomorrow. And then the second question is most profound, and it's disturbing to me as a loving Jewish person. You know, I love Yeshua, so I'm a Messianic Jew. I'm strange, and I was outcast. You know, in the news right now, there's Anti-Defamation League, which is at odds with Elon Musk. You know, and I've been at odds with the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith because, you know, they say, oh, my goodness, oh, they're going to, you know, make sure that the Holocaust never happens again. It shall never happen again is their mantra. Meanwhile, it's happening right now in front of their faces, and they do nothing because they're silent about the most important issues. I'm disgusted with them. And so I actually contacted the chief executive of the Jewish Congress, and I was informed because I accepted Jesus that I am not a Jew anymore. How do you like that one?
That can't be, but go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, this is outrageous stuff. But anyway, the question that you're raising is crucial to this whole matter because it actually cements the concept of inter or complicity by the Jewish leaders of the time. You know, Jesus had his hands full with the rabbis and the hypocrites at the temple. And we have the same thing happening today. When the English language was created, here's the history in brief. You had the original musical scale, which gives us all of this intelligence that we've been talking about. It shows you how the creative technology of God is musical math. And it even gives you the miracle note of 528. That's the original musical scale. Today it's do, re, mi, fa, sol, la. It used to be ut, re, mi. Mi stands for mira gestorum in Latin, miracles in English. So the miracle note of the universe to miraculously manifest. And isn't that how God works in our lives? For example, you know, you need to pay bills, but you have faith, you're a good hearted, loving person who loves God, loves Yeshua, Jesus, and suddenly, miraculously, something happens where you have enough money to pay the bills. You know, this is just an example. The same thing happens with healing, you know, traditional healing through prayer. And what's the power of baptism to purge us of this negativity and install the restoration of this frequency vibration of divinity? That's so
thank you for your call, Lady J. We'll get back to our conversation after the break.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early,
hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if your arthritis pain is slowing you down, what are you waiting for? Get yourself an Energy Cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. Details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz, a man with his brain on fire. Listen carefully to these websites. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528Radio.com, great music, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, place I do some shopping myself, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, medicalveritas.org. Okay, doctor, you ready for our next caller?
Yeah, sure. Let me just complete, John.
Well,
The question is, what's the connection to the Levitical priesthood of the English language? And so what happened was that in the creation of English language, early 1500s, you had Shakespeare, you had Shakespearean plays, and you had the first Bible. So you have the English language being created, but you have to realize that in the process of that creation, the musical mathematics of this of what we talked about earlier, the sacred languages, musical mathematics, the basis of which is now backwards in English compared to Hebrew. Originally, the musical scale was known to the Levitical priesthood. In fact, ancient mystery school Pythagorean mathematics, which is the sacred knowledge of Freemasonry, it's the most important intelligence and creative technology. So again, so this was known to the Levitical priesthood. So when, for example, the priests circled the city of Jericho and for 6 days played their shofar blasts, the frequency resonant vibration, in my opinion, was the miracle frequency of 741, which is the destructive frequency compared to the miracle frequency of 528. I believe that that best explains the fall of Jericho's wall and why Rahab, who harbored the spies, were saved by putting out what might be considered today in the world of physics, an electromagnetic heat sink in the cord, the scarlet cord that she ran down the side of her wall. Her house was saved in the wall. The rest of the wall came tumbling down. On the seventh day, everybody was silent for the priests for the first 6 days. On the seventh day, then everybody was instructed, clap, cheer, scream, and walls came tumbling down. All of this is of creative and destructive technology that's based on frequency dynamics. And so the Levitical priests knew this, and that they then had a hand in the creation of the King James Bible and the subsequent Bibles. How do we know that? Well, for certain, you had in the Torah, the Old Testament, you did not have any verse numbers to the Bible. You had basically the Hebrew was all originally all mathematics, and it was all sung. And then, so that also answers the second question, is the Hebrew language the same today as before? No, it's completely changed to, completely dumbed down from what we're talking about. Just like English has been dumbed down, everything's been manipulated. We're in Babylon, and Babylon is falling. But the Levitical priests then actually oversaw the scribes that translated the original Torah into the Greek Septuagint before you had the English King James Bible and the English speaking. You had the translation, and the scribes were overseen by the Levitical priests. So here's the evidence, the smoking gun. They encoded the book of Numbers. Now that's Moses' chapter. Moses wrote the book of Numbers. But they put in the verse numbers, and that's where the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, slam dunks with hard, solid, obviously right in your face. There's a code. Every six verses of the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verses 12 through 83, virtually, that section is what Jesus revealed to Joey, Dr. Paleo. This is the original musical scale. So for that code to be in the Bible, you had to have it go from Hebrew under the Levitical priesthood to the Greek Septuagint, then to the English Bible. And that's where they created English during that kind of same period of time. And so this is where we get our languages. This is where Babylon, we're speaking Babel. Actually, we're speaking Babel. That's what English is. It's all Babylon. Babylon is falling.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I find this fascinating myself. Okay, our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Hello?
Hold on, John. We have a break. Hold on to the break here.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman, bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who've joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there. You might want to check out the COVID section, more than 200 articles and videos by world-class scientists and doctors, such as Dr. Michael Yaden, former vice president at Pfizer, former director of medical research at Pfizer. We have articles and videos that he did. He's now saying that the COVID vaccination is meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's what it's meant to do. Proxit will help you achieve your goals. We have the high-quality, quite frankly, commercial quality harvest-right freeze-dried equipment, the new product, grid-down, redot energy storage systems, and, of course, energy cleaners. Check out the details at thelibertyman.com. Visiting Dr. Lynn Horowitz. If you want to get started real quick, just start, go to warandwethepeople.net, and you get a start with his work. And John from Texas, you got a question or comment, sir. Go ahead.
I have a comment to make about the British Isles. Do you know about insular, the difference between this has not about English, but about Celtic languages, pre-Anglo-Saxon. It seems that the Celtic that was spoken or that is spoken in the British Isles and the Celtic languages that were spoken on the continent, like Gaulish or Iberian languages, they're different from each other. Their sentence structure is different. The Celtic languages like Gaulish follow a standard Indo-European sentence structure. That is, this, you know, subject, verb, object. But, you know, technically Indo-European, the one like Brythonic and Goidelic, Gaelic and Brythonic, or, you know, like Welsh and Cornish, they follow an Afroasiatic. What is the sentence structure of Hebrew? How does it go? Is it subject, verb, object, or how does it go?
Yeah, you got me. I'm not an expert at all. I'm fairly ignorant in this subject, so you probably know more than me. You know, right reversal is I think, fundamental to the manipulation. You know, Hebrew is read from right to left. English is left to right. It's flipped. It's 100%, you know, 180 degrees.
Well, anyway, the sentence structure is different. I think it's verb, subject, object, isn't it? Well, it follows Hebrew and ancient Egyptian and so forth are, they follow a different pattern of sentence structure than an Indo-European language. They're Afro-Asiatic superfamily. But what they call Insular Celtic or British Isles Celtic, it follows the sentence pattern of an Afro-Asiatic language. So the words are basically Indo-European. So, and another thing is I found out that they've done particularly people in Ireland, they've done the genetic tests. They found out, like, there's this one woman who has a YouTube channel that it focuses on the subject of people who look like twins, but are in fact related to people that, you know, that are only thousands of years removed from each other. Well, there's two of them. The person that actually owns it, she says she's Irish and her family was Irish going hundreds of years back. When they did genetic tests on her, they are not European, but like someone from the Middle East, from Mesopotamia. And in fact, there's you know, traditions of Egyptians, in fact, visiting or settling in Ireland as far back as thousands of years ago, and even there's the legend of Scotia, who was who founded the a kingdom in Antrim back thousands of years ago, even. And also there were Phoenicians that traded for metals in like copper and tin and lead with the Celtic settlers of ancient Britain. And also I think there were sizable Jewish communities that had settled in Britain even before the Roman conquest, weren't there?
Yeah.
And apparently they mixed in these people from the Middle East. Some of them settled there. They mixed in, and they influenced the language of the area. They didn't make it non-Indo-European, but they made it a mixture of Indo-European and Afro-Asiatic language. Is that true? And that's where we get these theories about it, the British Israelite.
Okay.
Hypothesis.
Well, John, thank you for your call, John. We need to move on. Doctor, we got quite a history lesson there, didn't we, sir?
Yeah. You know, and the fundamental is that languages have been used to divide we the people. You know, it's basically the divide and conquer. And so, you know, if we want to actually have peace on earth for as prophesied for 1,000 years after this fall of Babylon, and we learn our lessons, the coherence has got to be where we vibe to a similar language and create from that righteousness. And again, that's the fundamental of righteousness, is when you're basically in sync with God's law, which is musical mathematics, because math never lies. 1 and 1 is always 2, unless you're a liar or a cheater, you know, or a Hunter Biden family cartel. So anyway, peace on earth is available, and we can choose it, but it's got to come through some sort of a coherence in our language and the way that we speak to one another. Interesting.
Right. Well, language manipulation is taking place right now. As I sometimes tell people, you know, Doctor, the U.S. Supreme Court says that happy people can get married.
Happy people can get married?
Right, right.
Well, that's nice. I guess I'm doing that tomorrow.
Well, the synonym for gay is happy.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, I'm not gay, that's for sure.
but that's just one. That's one tiny example of language manipulation, where they take a word and they change it.
Oh, you're right.
They change it. There was a film made in the 1940s, I think, titled "The Gay Divorcee." You know, which if that title came out today, people would wonder, what the hell are they talking about? A woman can't be homosexual. So, moving on from there, we have all these issues. We have a planned pandemic coming up. And let's see, we got some callers on hold here. We got Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Okay, am I on?
You're on. Go ahead.
Okay, hi there. Okay. Maybe this is a taboo subject because I don't hear it being discussed, but you should be able to handle it. I'm wondering about male and female sperm, XX and XY sperm. Are they just XX and XY, or are there more differences to them than that? Are there actual structural differences to the sperm? Because my second question is, undiscussed part of population control, is it equally easy to conceive a male or female child?
Well, it probably was at one time as a result of God's will and nature. But at this point, everything's been so polluted, including the foods that we're eating. The soy is estrogenic. All the soy products are estrogenic, and that's creating a reduction in testosterone levels. So it's actually creating the gaying of American males. I think internationally it's happening that way too. And that's consistent with the depopulation agenda. You know, if you get guys to basically become gay, then you reduce numbers of newborns, and that's what's happened over the past 15 years, 20 years. John, you and I have seen that happening, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, yeah, so you're saying that a particular female could be more inclined to, you know, regardless of how her body was to begin with, that she could be more inclined to conceive a female rather than a male, because I'm kind of like with this hormonal-based birth control, you know, versus natural family planning, I'm not quite sure how long the birth control, you know, stays in the body and the impact of it, and if it becomes equally, you know, easy to conceive a male or a female.
You know, I love your question, but it raises in my mind the example of how dumbed down we've all become. Think about the context of your question. It comes out of this trying to figure out the science of genetics, of how DNA, the blueprint of life, and it's able to be manipulated, and you can change the genes, and you can change a male to a female by simply inserting various. Well, listen, that's insane, actually. And it's, as a Christian, it, you know, a Judeo-Christian, a spirit-filled, real God-loving, righteous person. It occurs to me that this is insane, because where's God in this? Where's the soul, the spirit? On previous shows, we've talked about Vernon Nepi, Dr. Vernon Nepi, and Edward Close's brilliant work proving God's existence and proving the continuation of the soul as a spiritual entity after death. So, you know, when you have a male or female baby, where's the whole concept of that being of God, of that being intended for your own personal development as a soul, as a spirit? You know, it occurs to me that we're not celebrating, and we're not involving ourselves in discussions of the intellectual aspects of God's creativity and influence in our own lives, including the sex of our children. So, you know, I find your question great. It's a fantastic question. But it comes out of the context of where we're all brainwashed into this realm of science. You know, another example of how flawed science is in the realm of vaccines. Circulating, having been seen by 8 or 9 million people on Google, YouTube, and other media, is the segment that I produced by Dr. Maurice Hilleman, being interviewed by the medical historian Edward Shorter, where Hilleman is the top vaccine expert in the world for Merck Pharmaceutical Company. And he admits that, he says, quote, "The science was good at the time in reference to bringing the AIDS virus into North America and contaminated chimpanzees and green monkeys." He's discussing this with Edward Shorter. He says, that was good science at the time. Well, excuse me, what good has come out of AIDS? What good has come out of this science that's so wonderful? You know, the whole concept is, frankly, from my perspective, disgusting. As a scientist, as a researcher, I find it appalling, the manipulation and the censorship of science and academic tracking, where grants and funding is expressly dedicated to whatever the Rockefeller cartel and the science, you know, cult wants you to study and publish on. And unless you publish, you perish. So you will only publish the same kind of contextual science that they want you to. That's manipulation, that's control, and that has no bearing on me as a spiritual being, and how miracles of healing can take place by faith and prayer, power therein. And this whole concept of, you know, of confusing the languages is just like confusing the sexes now. We've got science advocating for, oh, well, are we sure that the woman is a woman and a man is a man? Because, you know, it's like, please, you know, it's to me, it's so bizarre. John, what do you think?
Well, it is bizarre. And we have doctors and scientists getting ready to transplant a female womb into a male so the male can carry a baby. And of course, the baby would be born through cesarean section. That's how bizarre and strange it has become, Doctor.
Yeah. It reminds me of the joke that's a little crude. Why do dogs scratch their balls? Because they can.
Uh-huh. Melissa, thank you for your call.
Like science.
Call.
You know,
thank you.
Why are the scientists doing what they're doing? Because they can.
Money. Money. M-O-N-E-Y. We got a call here. Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Oh, good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. That one caller was talking about the ancient history there. If you would look at that word, Iberian, where you mentioned the Iberian Peninsula, that's Iberia, which is originally Hebrew. Okay, it's Hebrew, Iberia. So in my opinion, the original Hebrews Celtic came from England and came down. And that's where Christ came from also. He was Celtic, in my opinion. he came from Ireland or from the northern areas there. And Joseph of Arimathea also. They were also, they were recognized when they came into the Jewish population as being kings. He was recognized as being a king right off the bat, and I think that's probably because he was tall, you know, probably redheaded and so forth and so on. They recognized him as being a leader. But that's beside the point. I was really calling because of your comments on earlier about the languages, and it was my understanding that when the Torah was created, when they first decided they would make the create the Torah, that the priests and stuff tore their clothes and burned them and smeared the ashes on their body because they knew there was no way that this language could be interpreted into a biblical language like Bible, as in Babel. I hear the music. Can I hang on a minute?
Hold on. Minutes. Wrap up your comments after the break. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Company! Fix! Bayonets! Move! Right! Face! Hard! Hard! Column left!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and wrap up your comment here, Charlie. We're almost out of time.
Okay, yeah. So carrying on with that, you're saying that the Levitical priests actually encoded these secret codes into the Book of Numbers, which is, I find, rather interesting, because that gives some credence to the musical scale, and I do believe all that. I don't think there's any doubt. So I wanted to get the title of your book one more time, and then I had a final question I wanted to ask you.
Sure. It's Healing Codes.
Healing codes
for the Biological Apocalypse. Came out in 1998. Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, and it's really relevant to everything we're talking about and what's happening today.
Yeah, because I had never heard that angle on it. I'd always heard that the priests, that they were really upset about the fact that they tried to interpret it into the Torah, because the original language was meant to be sung, first of all, never spoken. And it was, and the other thing is that my people can key in on is, if you know the symbols, you know, Aleph, Bet, you know, you got Aleph, which is a bull, and it's also a number, which is one. If you meditate on those and you read through the Torah in that way, you're exercising your left and right brain both at the same time, which it creates a charge in your in the pineal gland, which can help create enlightenment. And if you know the tones and frequencies of these things also, I don't see any way you could keep from getting become enlightened from that. And what I mean by that is God consciousness. So that's what they're trying to keep away from us, is that. And I
exactly.
really appreciate this. Yeah.
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 Brother, you're...
My last question, real quick, because I know we're out of time. Can I take extra blood pressure medicine?
I would use prayer. Tell God that you're a Holy Spirit-filled servant of the Creator and the boss. He needs to intervene and reduce your blood, normalize your blood pressure, do whatever is necessary to make you optimally healthy as a productive servant of the Creator. That's what I would do if I were you. And then, of course, watch your diet, do the things that take care of your Holy Spirit-filled temple. You're brilliant. I want you to know that where your mind has gone is absolutely magnificent, brilliant. This whole concept that you just articulated, this left brain, right brain, pineal gland, it's the essence. It's the biotechnology for divine human communion. And yes, it's sung. We were supposed to be singing to each other, not just speaking babbled with one another.
Thank you, Doctor. Okay. I really appreciate that about the blood pressure.
Thanks for the call.
Too.
We appreciate it. Well, Doctor, after 15 minutes flew by along with the hour, didn't it?
Yeah, John, that was great. Thanks for calling me early. I didn't expect you to call that.
Well, we had the time, so we called.
Nice.
Well, enjoy the day tomorrow. May all of God's blessings be with you and your new wife and your life ahead. And we look forward to having you back next week. Will you have you back next week?
Yeah, that's wonderful, John. Okay. Look forward to it. Always do.
Fantastic. Well, good luck. Have fun and enjoy the day tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. God bless. Take care.
Thank you very much. All right. Dr. Horowitz gets married tomorrow to the love of his life. I'm so happy for him. That's wonderful. We have a top of the hour break coming up. We'll have Brady with us, I hope. Dick Brady is the production engineer over at Liberated Rocket Heaters, and I'm the executive vice president of the company. It'll be a good update. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.